Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Kane. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niemann scores. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to third for the out. Kane moves to second. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Kane moves to third. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Kane scores. Porter scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Easter moves to second. Two outs. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Wally Westlick. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into left field. Niemann picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Niemann. Easter scores. Simpson moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tipton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Strickland moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards first. Severs reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Lemon attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Severs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Simpson moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 3 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.